Hi, I'm Dave Kale. Welcome to today's podcast for salespeople. Today we're talking about a question that is one that I occasionally get, and I think a lot of you have this question in the back of your mind. So here's the question and answer. Here's the question. Dave, I have many customers who refuse to even consider some of my products because the one they have now is working fine, and they don't want to even consider changing something that is working well for them. They feel that they are opening themselves to potential dangers, problems, and nightmares by fixing something that isn't broken. Any suggestion as to how to deal with the if it ain't broke, don't fix it attitude? If it ain't broke, don't fix it? Yes, I do. You know, this is an issue that is so frustrating for every salesperson. You know, because we have what we believe to be a better product, better service, better price, and yet they don't buy. Why not? Let's start by putting yourself in the customer's shoes. Now, let's say you've shown him your latest and greatest solution, whatever it is, and you know that it's noticeably better or cheaper than what they're currently using. Or maybe you haven't even gotten that, but they won't even take the time to look at your latest and greatest solution. Regardless, the problem is that you have something better, and they won't budge from using an inferior solution. Why not? What's going on here? Well, let's analyze it. You know, as is always the case, the solution becomes really obvious when we've done a good job of analyzing the problem. So let's consider the reasons why the customer won't budge. I've got three big reasons why the customer doesn't want to go along with your latest and greatest solution. Number one, it may be because the perceived benefit from switching the product is just not worth the time and the effort the customer must invest in the process. Okay, now let's say your latest and greatest solution will save him 5%. Okay, but he has to work off his old inventory. He's got to notify the current supplier. He's got to switch all the numbers in his purchasing and inventory and maybe operations systems. Maybe he's got to rewrite protocols. Maybe he's got to train staff in the new thing. Maybe he's got to communicate that change so that everyone internally knows about it. See the problem? It takes time and effort and money to change a product. And most of your customers, if they're like most of the business world these days, most of them have too much to do and not enough time in which to do it. They don't need another project. If they switch to your product, it's another project. They don't need it. So while your latest and greatest solution might be an improvement, it's just not worth the time and effort. It could be that. That's the first reason. Here's the second reason. Because the potential change infringes on a well-established relationship. It may be that the current product is being purchased as part of a committed relationship with the competition. And it may be that the competitor performs other services for this customer that might be jeopardized if the customer did not buy from them. For example, the competitor may invite this customer to an annual outing at his condo in Florida. And if the customer switches, customer believes that he may not be invited to that annual outing anymore. You see, it's the issue is bigger than the product. Or maybe the competitor inventories the product for them. Or maybe there's special dating or packaging or something. Or maybe it's bundled with another product. Let me give you a very specific example. One of my clients sold doors. They had a line of doors, interior doors and exterior doors that they sold to lumber yards. And it was clearly a better line, clearly better pricing, clearly better service. But they found it difficult to sell because The customers were buying their doors from someone who also supplied their windows. And it was a combination deal. So if they bought the new door line, their prices on their current window line would go up significantly. See that? That could be the issue. Something like that. Now, the issue here is that switching your product harms an existing relationship, and the relationship is more important to the customer than the savings or the benefit of just your product. See, it's a bigger issue than just your product. And you know, this can also be, this whole thing can extend to the individual. It may be that they have a long-standing relationship with your competitive salesperson, and they don't want to do anything that jeopardizes that relationship. In either case, the situation number two is the relationship trumps the benefit of your product. The issue is bigger than just your product. Here's number three. Third one, every decision to buy carries with it some risk, and they've decided that the risk is just not worth it. Now, risk is defined as the perceived cost to the individual if they make a mistake. And the way you think, the way you try to assess risk is to just put yourself in the shoes of the individual customer and say, what happens to him or her if they make a mistake? If they go to this product and it doesn't work for them, there's some problem. And what does happen to them? You know, do they have some headaches? Do they lose some money? Do they lose their job? You see, that's the risk. Now, it may be that they view your product as having a greater personal risk to them. So those are the big three reasons why they don't choose to go with you. Now the question is, what do you do? All right. First, analyze what's going on in this account. Why don't they buy? Why doesn't this account buy? And see if you can't identify one of those three reasons. Now, depending on the reason, leads you to your action, your solution. If the customer views the benefit of changing is not worth the effort, then you've got to either reduce the effort or increase the benefit, right? So, you know, you do things like offer to do as much work as of the changing as possible, put all the information in an easy-to-use format so it's easy for the customer to make the changes, offer to write the memo, do the training, etc. So, in other words, try to make it easier for the customer to change, or make the benefit appear bigger and more attractive. Do some financial work, you know, show them the financial impact. Again, if the issue is the benefit's not worth the effort, if that's what the customer's thinking, you've got to either increase the benefit or decrease the effort. See that? What if it's reason number two? Well, this is a tough one. In that case, your job is to try to convince the customer that changing to your product will not jeopardize the existing relationship, minimize the impact on the customer, maximize the benefit of your product. This is, frankly, the most difficult situation to deal with, because the reason you aren't buying is nothing to do with you. It has to do with someone else. Third, if the reason they don't buy is risk, then your strategy is to reduce the perception of risk. Remember, risk is perceived. It's not necessarily reality. So the problem is the customer perceives there to be more risk for him in deciding to say yes to you. So your job is to reduce the customer's perception of risk. And there are several different tactics and techniques to use. Make sure the product seems real. You know, show him pictures, get his hands on it, you know, so it becomes real, not abstract. Use written guarantees and warranties. Use recommendations, letters of testimony from other people. Give them client lists of other people who are using it. Bring the customer into your facility. Let them see it. Let them meet the people. All these things reduce the risk. Now, there's one final thought. Understand that your customers are far more motivated to take action by the avoidance of pain than they are the acquisition of some benefit. As a general rule, if you're used to talking about the benefit of your product, you'll find it to be far more persuasive to talk about the pain that you can make go away. So if you can find some significant pain the customer is experiencing and show how your latest and greatest solution makes that pain go away, you will have provided significant motivation to take all three of those reasons and make them minimal. Tough issue. Good question. Go forth and sell well. We're done. Bye-bye.